defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. How the heck are you in the shadows of the big monster cash yesterday? And it was a big monster cash yesterday. In case you missed out on the program, let me give you a little bit of a recap. And part of what I talked about in hour one, hour two, and hour three in opening segments, I'm going to revisit here today with you because it's important. I'm not going to waste too much time on it, but you're going to begin hearing more and more about this in the future from other sources. So I'm going to jump out in front of it as best I can. But first, who did I talk with? I spoke with Alan Gottlieb yesterday in what was just an epic conversation. We moved through a ton of material in the first, I should say, the second half of the hour, in the first hour of the program, the second half of that hour. Mr. Gottlieb joined me, and we just plowed through a lot of information for you. So if you missed it, go back and listen to it. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that while everything we talk about with Alan is fantastic, this was big in the sense, I'm going to say it was probably one of the best appearances from Alan in a long time, just because of the content. I found the content fascinating, and I think you will too. We tend to think a lot alike there, don't we? We do here on Armed American Radio. But I want you to go in and take a listen to it. Armed America, it's up on the new website. Now, let me speak briefly about that. The new website is up. I think you're going to love it. Did we put it up a little early? Yeah, maybe a few hours early, but I wanted to get it up yesterday before the Monster Cast went up. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. You can go to ArmedAmericanRadio.org. I think you're going to really, really, really like the site. Let me take you through it here quickly. It's really, really nice. The developers did a fantastic job. I want to thank Michael for the work that he's put into this. But you'll notice on the header at the top, you'll get your menus, home, podcasts, listen live, join AAR, shop AAR, become a sponsor, and you can view your account when you join Armed American Radio. The premium content, you can join. People are joining today, and you are going to get a real experience. I'll talk about that in the next segment or coming up on the program. I want you to hear exactly what you're going to get there. But the shop is open right now. A couple little bugs in there. I'm not so sure I like the shopping cart. We'll work on that. Those things need fixed. Everything's functioning, and it's great. You're going to really enjoy it. I'll go back to the premium content in a little bit. Then you get the logos. You get our sponsors scrolling across. Please make sure to visit each and every one of them. You can directly go to the site that they've set up for you as an Armed American Radio listener. For example, the Law of Self-Defense. When you click it, it takes you right smack to your site and the specials available for you at the Law of Self-Defense. We're working on some great deals on these great deals with these sponsors, these wonderful people that are working with us. Personal Defense Network takes you right smack over to our site. Then, of course, you've got all the rest of them that are out there as well. Ammo Land takes you right to our site. So enjoy the site, explore it, have some fun with it, and give me, I want your feedback on it. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org, MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. So I had to get a little bit sidetracked there because it popped up yesterday on the program. So let me go back to yesterday's show. I'll go back to the premium content here in just a minute. Gottlieb was epic. Second hour, Rob Pincus. We lost his call, unfortunately. His call wasn't coming in good, and it was garbly, and you know how cell phones are from time to time. So we had to drop that call. I carried the rest of the segment. You're going to find the conversation with Pincus fascinating, even though we only got about 4 minutes of it in. I think you'll find it fascinating because the topic was fascinating. Same thing we talked about with Mr. Gottlieb. Same thing I spent time on in the first segment of the hour, and that was Dan Gross from the Brady campaign as a surprise speaker at the 2A rally on the steps of the Capitol yesterday out on the West Lawn. We'll revisit that a little bit today. It's one of those issues that I think that's what I was telling you about. That's the one I was telling you about. I think is very, very important. We're going to be hearing more about this. We heard from Patricia Huff. Love when Patricia comes on the program. I get a lot of great email. You guys love listening to her, and I think it's great. Patricia's absolutely awesome. GunBroker.com. And we talked a little bit about the new and used, the top rifles that were being sold. And we, the bolt actions and new bolt actions, used bolt actions, and then pump actions, new and used rifles. So it was a really good conversation with her. And then we got Rob Pincus's tip of the week Rob doesn't mince any words with the tip of the week, so he was back with that. And then hour three was huge. A.W.R. Hawkins for two segments and John Lott for two segments. My gosh, where are you going to get this stuff in one day, right? Great radio, great content. Go back and listen to it. On the new website, podcasts are up now. And, oh, you know, if you're getting the podcast from the Armed American Radio website, the look is different. I know. I've already gotten some email. Oh, man, do you change? Everybody gets used to the feel of certain things, right? I do, too. We're human. Tell me your thoughts. It's much simpler. There's no more calendar scrolling through and picking dates. You know, you don't need 10 years of Armed American Radio up there taking up a tremendous amount of space on the website in buckets that were shifting back and forth. You just don't need all of that. And I got an email from somebody today who listens to the show in South America who says, dude, I'm 15 to 30 days behind because of what I do down here, and you've only got 30 days up there. He's right about that. So I'm revisiting that. Maybe we'll put a couple months up there. We'll talk with the developers and see if it makes sense to do that. They are not lost. You just can't see them on the page right now. And we did that to keep clutter down on the website. So I want your feedback. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Go check out the new site and give me your feedback. Before I go into the premium content, which I'm going to discuss with you today, I want to finish the conversation. I don't finish. This conversation's not going to finish. Heck, it's just starting. Dan Gross, former president of the Brady campaign. No, I'm not going to beat a dead horse here. And I'll tell you why in a minute. Deshaun's asking me if we need to continue. We do need to continue talking about this. It is extremely important because I'm not a real trusting guy when it comes to the gun-grabbing left, as you have probably gathered if you've listened to me over the last 10 years. Not as far as I can pick them up and throw them. Dan Gross, the former president of the Brady campaign, was a surprise speaker at the 2A rally on Saturday. And he had some things to say. We talked about them on the program yesterday. One thing I took issue with, and I did listen to his entire talk. It was just under 5 minutes, or right about 5 minutes thereabouts. And he was talking about if gun owners want to reclaim this narrative, then we need to start talking about safety issues as fervently as we do about our rights. And I thought to myself, who are you to lecture me about taking back a narrative that you and your friends in the mainstream media have robbed, confiscated, if you will, twisted, and lied about for decades? I mean, this is an organization that used to be called Handgun Control, Inc. This is an individual who ran it. This is an individual who was at the helm of the organization when they were suing, and still are, every gun manufacturer out there. This is the individual who believes that it's okay to sue Remington because some scumbag used a Remington during the commission of a crime after the gun was stolen from a gun shop. This is the way these people think. It's called the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act that keeps that from happening. And the Brady campaign under him, when he was running the show, challenged these laws, and wanted their whole objective was to bankrupt the firearms industry. These people under his leadership never met a gun grabber confiscation bill they didn't want to make love to. Every single one of them. This is the guy we're talking about. Has he had an epiphany? I don't know. He may have. I hope he has. But I'm not willing to give him the benefit of the doubt right now. Not one. But I'm willing to listen to him. I'm willing to listen to him. And I think we all should listen to him. In fact, we have to listen to him. Because these gun grabbers are shrewd. These are savvy individuals. They know what they're doing. They do it by design. Dan Gross's entire career was spent as a professional in PR. Sound familiar? Like Shannon Watts? And advertising. And if you go back and listen to his TED Talk from a few years ago, it's on the internet. I spoke about it last night. You'll hear him talk about the fact that if you repeat a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. He talks about it from an advertising executive perspective. So these are very shrewd people. They're very well at getting their message out on point. They know damn good and well they're twisting facts. They do it intentionally. Don't think they don't. This man has misled you as the president of the Brady campaign for years. So I am not willing to give him a pass in any way, shape, or form. But I am willing to listen to the man. We talked with Pincus about it yesterday. briefly, and he agreed with me in my position, the one that I'm telling you right now that I take. Did I say, did I get the K out there? Did I take? There you go. When we come back, I'm going to continue the conversation briefly. Then I want to cover an article about it, a candid conversation. This is the one that appeared in Ammo Land. Candid conversation with Dan Gross, former president of the Brady campaign. I want you to hear some of his responses. We'll paraphrase them, and you can make a decision. But yeah, one appearance at a pro-gun rally doesn't a friend of mine make from an anti-gunner that has spent the last decade of his life trying to screw me out of my rights. We'll be back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios continues now. Let's keep that conversation about Dan Gross moving. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the premium content because you're going to love it. This is not regular stuff, but I'll tell you about that in just a minute. Candid conversation with Dan Gross, former president of the Brady campaign. I believe I closed out the last segment just a few minutes ago with, you know, you don't make an appearance at a gun rights rally, you know, a few hundred people or a thousand people or however many people were there, and pretend to think or in any way, shape, or form. And I don't think Dan Gross, I think he's probably pretty well aware of the fact that there's a lot of skepticism here. I would hope that that would be the case. And I think he did mention it in his talk, if I recall, and that would be a good thing. But you don't make an appearance there after trying to screw me for the last 10 years. I've had to defend myself and you as a listener and my right to bear arms. I've won awards doing it in large part against the garbage coming from the organization that he was running. So I take this very personally, very personally. And the first thing that goes through my mind when I see Dan Gross, I'm sure he's a very nice guy, but I've never met him. I did meet Dennis Hennigan. Dennis Hennigan didn't even want to shake my hand. But I will say this, don't think you're going to stand up there and think I'm going to think to myself, oh, yeah, well, look, he's opening up the time. No, because I don't trust any. The first thing that went through my head was, I don't trust this guy as far as I can throw him. Because I've seen the deception with which these organizations operate. And I've seen the amount of money, hundreds of millions of dollars, which they're willing to throw around in order to deceive you, flat out bald-faced lie to you. Shannon Watts is to the point now where she can look right at CBS at a camera and say she's not against the Second Amendment. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. It ought to be criminal for her to say that. I mean, it's just a flat out joke. So I've seen the depths with which these organizations are willing to go. I know a whole bunch about it. So, no, I don't trust him. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, my first thought was, who's paying him to get up there and do this, and who's he meeting with after it's over? That's the first thought that went through my head. Now, having said that, I am willing to listen to him, as I said in the previous segment, as I said last night. I'm willing to listen to him because that's the only way he's going to work his way onto this program. I am willing to hear him and hear what he has to say. But the proof is in the pudding. Not just because you stood up at a rally and said, hey, you know, I was wrong. That's going to require a whole lot more than that from me before I bring his voice to these airwaves. I'll protect this microphone and these airwaves. I've been vehement about it for years. I've made it very, very clear. This microphone belongs to you. It belongs to all of us as gun owners. I'm not turning it over so you can get tit for tat, blood, red meat radio of two people screaming at each other, which is what it boils down to. You're not going to see that Hannity and Combs thing, that split screen going on here. You get enough of that in the other mainstream legacy fake news media all day long. This is an opportunity for us to talk about the things that matter and, quite frankly, to call people like him out, which we've done over the years. For the boneheaded lies and deception that these people have caused relative and the pain that they've caused law-abiding legitimate gun owners for many, many years. So I will continue to protect these airwaves, but I am willing to listen. And it's important that we all listen because we have to make up our own minds. Where's this guy coming from? Is he seeking to get me to compromise? Because I can tell you right now, that ain't going to happen, period. It ain't one. I'm not taking one step to the left to agree with him about anything. Do I believe he's 100% sincere in wanting to keep guns out of the wrong hands? I absolutely do. The problem is how they go about it. Who's the wrong hands? For too many years, it's been yours and mine. So you understand the routine. Yes, a healthy, healthy dose of skepticism. Back to this piece now. Here's a little bit about the, you know, you were the president of the Brady campaign. Why did you leave that role? Was asked. And Dan says, I got kind of exhausted after 20 years of devoting myself entirely to the mission of preventing the loss of innocent life from guns. A big part of that exhaustion was due as much to disagreements I had with many on my side of the issue or who believed that they were on my side of the issue, as I did, with people who believe they were on the other side of the issue. The reality is my mission from the moment I arrived at Brady and even before was to demonstrate the common ground that I've always believed existed between people who came at the issue from the perspective of the Second Amendment right and people who come at the issue from the perspective of not necessarily caring as much about those rights. Really? Man. And that we could find that middle ground that would have a big impact on actually preventing gun deaths. Here's what I've learned over the years. And this is where my feet are in cement. That means you want me to compromise. And compromise to a gun grabber means agree with me or the hell with you. We have discussed it on this program for a decade. I don't think I need to remind you of that. We've called it out day after day after day for years on Armed American Radio. Middle ground to these folks, I have found, means, hey, give this up and everything will be okay and we'll go away. BS. You know it's not the case. I know it's not the case. And you know what? He knows it's not the case. Now, having said that, is it possible that Dan Gross has said, you know what? Maybe I was wrong. Maybe they don't have to give anything up. Maybe there really truly is common ground that can be found without a new law and without my having to ask them or lie to the people who support me into believing. Do you see where I'm going here with this? Is that possible? It's possible. I'm willing to listen. I ain't pulling my shoes out of cement on this issue ever because I'm not giving you a thing ever. You got as much from us as you're ever going to get. We don't have to compromise our rights to go after criminals, which is a word I never hear these folks use. I hear gun violence. I hear action directed towards me. I hear new laws that do nothing but infringe on me that no criminal is going to follow. It's me, 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 me from them all the time. How many times have you heard me say, man, if you had a buck, I promise you, for as many times as I've said it, you'd be retired now. I know I would. That these people aren't going to go away. And that they're not concerned about crime. Or they'd open offices in Chicago, in St. Louis. And that's where they'd be marching up and down streets all day long. But they don't. They're in the halls of Washington trying to bang them up for gun control that affects nobody but us. No, 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 no. I have big issues with this. Big issues with this. I had to suppress Angry Mark yesterday, and I'm having to do it right now. You can probably tell that my blood pressure is beginning to rise. And Dan Gross was at the head of one of those organizations, the Brady Campaign, that I renamed the Brady Campaign to Lie About Your Guns. He was heading that organization. A healthy level of skepticism here. I know how these groups operate. When we come back after this, I'm going to continue the conversation through some of this piece, and I want to move in to talk with you about some of the premium content you're going to get. I'm super excited about it, and I think you will be too. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios continues. We're in segment three already. I know time just flies right by. Something really fun last night. I mentioned it last night on the air. I forgot to mention it now. I shouldn't have. I watched the segment. I DVR'd it. I think I said that last night. I'm pretty sure I did. But supply company, the razors that support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. We give them props here. Supply.com, Get Supply, the Razor Company. These guys were on Shark Tank. Patrick and his wife were on Shark Tank last night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific Time. And I guess I'm not blowing anything out of the water now because it aired last night. But they made a deal with one of the sharks last night for $300,000 and 15% of the company. They've already had sales of $2.5 million. You talk about a great success story. He and his wife designed this product. They sank everything into it. And Patrick, God bless him, he was nervous last night on Shark Tank. Now, I know that was filmed, you know, probably several months ago, and they've had to keep quiet about it under contract. But nonetheless, what an amazing success story, man. You got to love a success story. And Supply is a tremendous success story, and they're supporting us on Armed American Radio, so we support them as well. Best shaving supplies. They've got new products coming out, which is really cool, and they introduced some of them by email. If you're not on the list, check it out. But if you get a chance, go over to ABC and watch Shark Tank and see Armed American Radio's sponsor and my friend Patrick on Shark Tank yesterday. Quite the success story, and we're proud to be aligned with companies like that. Same thing with Defender Coffee and Vault Pro USA and Crossbreed and GunBroker.com and all the rest of the companies that advertise on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and the MonsterCast. Support them, man. They're out there. It's fun. It's really fun. Dan Gross. Let's go back to Gross and wrap up with this guy. And then I want to tell you about the premium content, what you're going to expect on Friday, because it's going to release on Friday. Yeah, I know. I'm excited about it. I really, truly am. All right. So we got through that part about, you know, why did you leave that role and the whole, I got sick of this. And I'm hopeful that's an honest response. John, John asked the writers, do you think that you had a change in position, or do you think it's more of a perceived change from the people on the anti-gun side? And he says, overall, if you look back at my entire journey on this issue, I certainly had a change of position. Now, keep in mind, Dan Gross's brother was shot at the Empire State Building a number of years ago during what was considered to be a terrorist attack of sorts. And his brother was shot and survived and has had to suffer with the results of that gunshot wound for his entire life now. They didn't think he was going to live. And I want you to keep this in mind, and I'm not giving anybody a pass on this at all, but if you're anti-gun to begin with, if you don't like guns to begin with, it would be really simple, because I've often asked this question of myself. You've heard me ask it on the show. I don't understand the person who faces this terrible tragedy and then decides to go public with it in an attempt. And I mean, you know what this guy did? I mean, this is going full bore. I'm going to work with these people right now, leave this lucrative career. And he got scooped up. And now he's on an anti-gun crusade. Now, I've never understood that. God forbid something like that happen in my life. I cannot imagine myself going public and trying to take something from everybody else in the country because of what happened to me. I don't understand that mentality. I don't. And some idiot on the left goes, because you've never had anything encouraging happen to you. You don't tell me what I have and haven't had happen to me in any way, shape, or form. I've pulled a firearm on two individuals. I was ready to squeeze the damn trigger, and I would have had there been one more step taken in my direction. That's not an argument you want to have with me. Trust me. But the fact of the matter is, I just don't understand people who feel the need or the desire, and I don't know what's in them psychologically, that they would go after millions and millions, hundreds of millions of other Americans' rights and freedoms because of something that happened to them. I don't get that. Maybe one day I'll have the answer to that. Maybe one day I'll ask Dan Gross that on this program. Maybe. That's a long time coming. He said he's definitely changed his opinion on that as I've learned about the issue and come to appreciate what Second Amendment rights mean. Now, I'm having a tough time swallowing this. I truly am. This is an individual who headed up an organization that spent gobs of money aligning themselves with the worst gun grabbers, freedom haters, and rights takers this country has ever seen. Cloaked themselves, done it in stealthy ways, tried to fly under the radar, had used the mainstream media as experts, which he is and which Shannon Watts is, lied and deceived their followers to make them do certain things, almost like cultish, all in an attempt to take away my rights. Trust me, these guys would have been cheering. Dan Gross would have been cheering. A new ban, a new this, a new that, when he was running this organization. So you understand, I know you do, my frustration here. I'm not frustrated. You understand my anger at it because you've been listening to the show for so long. Does Dan Gross really appreciate what Second Amendment rights mean? Not if he's willing to compromise anything away ever again. He certainly doesn't. He says the overwhelming majority of people who own handguns do it legally and responsibly. Well, gee, thanks for that. I'm glad you figured that out. After you've attempted to bury every manufacturer of every manufactured gun I own. After you've tried to end run the Constitution for so many years. Thanks. I don't need to hear that from you. I already know that because I've been saying that for a very, very long time. I've been consistent in looking at common ground and coming at it with a fundamental respect for the side. You know, that's hard for me to even read. This concerns me. I think the biggest evolution that people will note coming after they hear me speak on Saturday will be the willingness to put aside some differences that may still exist in terms of policies. This is the biggest opportunity to prevent the loss of innocent life, which is the responsibility that responsible gun owners can take to make us all safer. Responsible gun owners have been taking those steps for years, Dan. The willingness to put aside some differences, what does that mean? Means you want me to compromise something? I don't have a difference that needs to be put aside. I have a right to bear arms. I'm not willing to give that up in any way, shape, or form. You've infringed on it enough. The answer is no, period. We can find certain things to do and agree on certain things together, like we need to reduce suicide. Walk the Talk, American Rob Pincus, Alan Gottlieb are doing wonderful work on that front. Go to work with them, and I believe you are, and you should. That's common ground. That doesn't require you stepping on my right to bear arms. But as a gun owner, what is it you expect of me? What do I have to put aside? These are the things I'm willing to listen to him say. I want to hear him say these things. That's what I want to hear. And I may very well have him on the program down the road to do that, but it's not going to be next week. If there's any difference with any of the things I said when I was running Brady to the things that I am saying now, it is putting aside any conversation around policies to focus on what I've always believed in, the big opportunity of gun owners taking responsibility for themselves, not what the government tells them to do. All right, so I have a little bit of inside dope on this because of a conversation I had earlier today, which you're going to be able to hear, by the way, on Friday in the premium content when it opens up, a 32-minute actual phone call, policy, or I should say strategy phone calls that I have. I'll tell you more about that in the next segment. But I don't mind hearing that, quite frankly, if there's truth to that. In other words, what I hear from that is, look, I'm stepping out of this policy gig. I don't want anything to do with policies anymore. I don't want anything to do with making laws. And so am I hearing that we don't need new laws? I don't know. He says, you know, I think there are a lot of people out there that don't respect the Second Amendment and gun owners and a lot of people that advocate for gun laws that are disingenuous. You mean like the ones your organization was calling for where you were at the head of this thing? You see where I'm going with this, okay? Do I believe Dan Gross is a bad man? No, I do not believe Dan Gross is a bad man. I believe he's extremely sincere. I just want to know, are you not as sincere now over there as you were there? Because I'm not compromising my sincerity. I'm not going to change it at all. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. Some of this stuff is kind of tough to swallow. I mean, I think you understand why. I'll be back.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425 425-4712. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. The more I go through, I was going through this in the break, and I'm going to leave my commentary on Dan Gross alone, save to say one thing. John Crump, who did this interview, now I'm going to make this shameless plug, because this was an Ammo Land interview by John Crump that appeared on Ammo Land, and it's getting a tremendous amount of publicity. You could have gotten it in your email by going to armedamericanradio.com and clicking on the Ammo Land link and just giving them your email. This is the stuff that comes into us. When it first hits, you're going to be the first one to get this stuff. It's powerful. I would hope that you would do that. Take advantage of the new Armed American Radio website. Click on that Ammo Land link. It's going to take you right smack to the page to sign up. Doesn't cost you a thing. We're giving it to you. Ammo Land put this together with us as a partner of Armed American Radio to give you an opportunity to get right in the mix directly without having to search the site, without having to, this is what you're going to get. So take advantage of it. These guys are doing great work out there and giving this opportunity for us. I hope you do jump on it. But there was a final, I just kind of want to put an exclamation point on this for right now. John Crump asked him, are you worried about the headlines the day after you speak from the backlash of what might happen in the mainstream media? And he said it's nothing he hasn't dealt with before. And all that he could say to those people is what he's saying to you. And he would certainly be, I'm one of those people. That I'm not slamming anybody. There is a lot of decent people on the other side as well. There are decent people on every side of this. And this is about finding where the middle ground exists between the decent people on both sides and not letting the kind of headline-grabbing element of either side and dominate this conversation. It may not be fun to get some of the criticism I'm going to get, but I believe strongly enough in the opportunity that it's worth it. One of the concerns that I had in what I read and what I heard when I heard him talk was that one of his fundamental points is, and he claims, that he doesn't want to take guns from all people. He wants to take all guns from some people. And the question is, who gets to determine some people? Are we red flagging this issue here? He's asked that question by John in the Ammo Land piece. And he makes it very clear that he believes that we have to come together to decide who those people are. Well, I would start with one person that he hasn't mentioned ever that I've heard, and that's criminals. Start prosecuting the individuals and locking these people up. You're going to hear much more about this. I've got to stop now lest I get crazy and just go for the remaining seven. What are we at? 7 minutes left now. We're getting up towards 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Pacific already. Time just flies right by. That's if you're listening live. If not, we're getting about 8 minutes away or something like that from the end of the program already. I know time just books right along, doesn't it? But more to come on this, I can promise you, and I will ask the people that we deal with here on Armed American Radio on a regular basis, some of the biggest names in the pro-rights movement who have been fighting this man and his organization for years, about their thoughts on this. Here's the way I leave it with you. Do I believe he's sincere? I want to believe he's sincere. How am I going to do that? Because I'm going to be willing to listen to what he has to say. I'll make that determination, but it isn't going to happen overnight. The question is coming. I've already been asked, are you going to bring him on the program? The answer to that is I would be willing to bring him on the radio program for you if I make a certain determination about his sincerity and what I think he's doing. I don't think he's a bad man at all. I think it's a great cojones for him to step up on that little tiny stage at that gun rights rally. That was a big deal for him, and I admire him for doing it. I absolutely 100% admire him for doing it. Now, the rest, the proof is in the pudding. But understand something. Don't expect everybody out there to give this guy a pass. And I hope you don't either. You have to view this with healthy skepticism. And I know you are. But I hear that guy yell in the background if you go and watch the tape. He says, well, I know we're not going to agree on everything. And somebody yells in the background, that's okay, that's okay. No, dude, it's not okay. Because you're caught up in the moment. Oh, look at this guy's our friend now. You don't know that. Because meet in the middle that I've found every single time has been agree with me and give up something. That's middle ground. That ain't happening, bro. I don't care what your name is. Not going to happen. So a lot remains to be seen here. But I am hopeful. I absolutely am hopeful. It goes along the lines of, as I've told you, how many anti-gunners, if you want to change somebody's mind, take them to the range. Pincus has taken him to the range. Okay, he went through one of Rob's courses. They're vigorous. I've been through them. So I'm hopeful, but with a very healthy dose of skepticism. All right, premium content. What are you going to get come Friday? Oh, man. Well, the first thing you're going to get is a 32-minute phone conversation about this very issue, a very frank phone conversation about this very issue between Rob and I when we do, basically, it's a debrief that we do after every appearance on the radio program. I like to do it with a number of my guests. You're going to hear a lot of that, but you're going to hear a 32-minute private conversation held between Rob and I. That is the conversation that we always have, except I'm putting it in the premium content for you. You're even going to hear the phone ringing. This is powerful stuff. The inside that you're going to get into Armed American Radio is going to be huge. We're not just going to say premium content members get to buy things for cheap. That has nothing to do with it. You're going to hear what it takes to bring 6 days of Armed American Radio to the table in ways you've never heard it before. You're going to hear some of those conversations debrief about this because I made it very clear to Rob in a private conversation where I stood on this issue. You're going to hear it. It's a 32-minute call. We don't agree on certain things. We agree on most. But we're also coming at this from the same side. So agreeing to disagree is a little bit easier than if you're talking to some bonehead who does not have your best interest in mind. And I'm not referring to Dan Gross as a bonehead. I say that generically. Any bonehead you might be arguing with. So you're going to get some of that. You're going to get content after this program, for example, maybe not this exact hour. You never know how I feel after this. Where I want to keep going, where I want to get a little bit more specific, and I want to do it in a way that I can't do it because I'm constrained by breaks or FCC or whatever the case may be. And again, I'm not talking about vulgarity and bringing you Howard Stern Radio. That's not going to happen. You're going to get a lot of passion, and sometimes it gets a little colorful, but it's not going to be anything that's going to put you off. Nothing you haven't done or said, I promise you. Nothing, like as I said, you're not going to get a bunch of vulgarity, a bunch of people screaming and cussing just because they can. It's not going to happen. You'll hear some passion and some compassion. And it will be passionate and it will be compassionate, but it will be real. So essentially, whatever I feel like going into after I've already gone into it, I'm going to give you behind the scenes that no one else is going to be able to hear. So you could get as much as up to